This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. And hopefully, Ed Diaz will come into the studios pretty soon. He knows we're recording, so that rascal, he'll be here soon, hopefully. Okay. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And those certificates are not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is entertainment. A little different than random trivia.
No, I hope it's modern entertainment. How far back are these questions?
Let's see. One's pretty far back, the other one's pretty far back, and the other one's not so far back.
It's not like Charlie Chaplin questions or anything like that?
Not quite that far back. Close, but not far. So, Nam, you work at Pacific Private Money in the business development department. There's some exciting stuff going on.
Yeah, you know, in my role, I spend a lot of time out in the marketplace. I go to a lot of events, real estate conventions, as well as mortgage industry conventions or events. And, you know, it's picked up. Business is really picked up. And maybe that's just because as we wind down the year, people want to get into homes before the end of the year or before the holidays.
Is it primarily homes, or what about investment properties?
You know, a lot of what we've been getting lately are residential owner-occupied loan requests.
And you're one of the few companies that actually is licensed to do private residences.
Yeah, it takes a lot of different licensing, but also a lot of just expertise, experience in that. We've got the people on our staff. So we're one of the bigger private lenders in terms of staff and resources. So it's the consumer owner occupied loans is something that we can do just because we have the people for it.
And generally speaking, why would someone who wants to buy a home go to you, private lender, versus a regular bank?
Yeah, great question. It's not something they want to do. Oftentimes it's a solution that becomes necessary because they can't get a conventional loan. So it's typically because we are contacted at the 11th hour by a mortgage broker or a realtor because at the last minute their conventional loan is not going to work out, or, you know, in the case where they have a home on the market to sell and they're also making a purchase, the timing of those two can't happen simultaneously, and conventional banks can't make loans on two properties for a borrower oftentimes.
A lot of times borrowers don't qualify for two mortgages, and also banks are not very good at cross-collateralization.
Right, yeah. Which we do, and other private lenders do as well, but something that we see all the time. We get clients from mortgage brokers who send it to us, and what happens is, in this deal of the week we'll talk about later is a bridge loan.
Okay.
What happens is we are able to provide a loan to complete the purchase, and then they pay off our loan once they sell their first home.
Okay.
And right now, the market's still going strong in throughout the Bay Area. Inventory is still low. That's what I'm hearing from, you know, our realtors and some of these realtor events we're going to. And markets like the East Bay or Oakland, it's still a hot market. With less inventory, still a strong buyer demand out there, and you're seeing multiple offer situations.
And where does Pacific Private Money get its money?
We get our money from investors, a lot of high net worth accredited investors throughout California, throughout the Bay Area, who are looking for higher returns.
And what kind of higher returns are you paying?
We're paying between 7.5% and 8%.
Okay, so if you guys are paying 7.5% to 8%, and you guys don't work for free, that means you got to charge fees or a higher interest rate or both.
Sure, the borrowers, it's 9-10% along with some origination points and fees, document processing fees.
So, like you said, people generally don't. You're not the first line of defense.
Right.
They'd rather go to the bank and borrow at 3% or 4%.
Absolutely, and if they can, they should. You know, we're Plan B. We're Option 2. And you know, there's enough deals that fall out from conventional loans that keeps us really busy.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. It sounds like you know, in order to keep you busy, there have to be a lot. There has to be a lot of loans. You know, it's not just a one-off, once in a while type situation.
Yeah, it has to be a lot because we also are conservative. So we say no 9 out of 10 times. So imagine if we're, you know, a thriving business, yet we're saying no that much, we really have to have a large volume of referrals.
Give me an example of why you'd actually say no to it.
Well, you know, it could be, you know, again, one of the things we focus on and we try to emphasize is that we come in where there's transactional distress, not necessarily borrower distress.
Okay.
A scenario where we might turn down a loan is the borrower is, you know, shows a poor history of payments. You know, they're, you know, we're not credit driven, but we do look at their credit score. And if they're just going from, you know, bad scenario to bad scenario because of poor decisions, it's somebody who would more than likely say no to.
Okay. Or maybe somebody who's wanting too high a loan to value. You know, a lot of the banks will do that, but
right.
You won't do that.
Or we'll get investors who will come in who took a fix and flip class from one of those seminars, and they'll say, hey, I just found this house. I'd like 110% financing. And it's like, no, you don't have any experience.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know.
You guys don't do 110% in that kind of scenario anyway.
No.
So. All right. We're going to cut to our first commercial break here. Here's our trivia question. Who did Lionel Richie duet with on the 1981 smash hit Endless Love? All right. So who was his duet partner? Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that free tanning certificate. By the way, I want to make a quick mention here for Driven Raceway in Northern California's premier indoor kart racing and family entertainment facility. If you've never done it, it's a lot of fun. You feel like you're in a real race car. You get to wear a helmet and a race suit just like they do in the pros. They also have a little glow-in-the-dark mini golf course and a mini bowling alley. That's a lot of fun. Check them out at DrivenRaceway.com. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Driven Raceway. It's family fun for all ages. European indoor go-kart racing with speeds up to 45 miles an hour. Open 7 days a week in Runner Park and Fairfield. Driven Raceway is perfect for holiday fun and gifts. So lead the pack at Driven Raceway with go-kart racing, private party rooms for special events, birthday parties, great weekly specials, and lots more. Perfect for all your family fun, it's Driven Raceway with two locations, Runner Park and Fairfield. Driven Raceway, the extreme experience.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with my special co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. And we're still waiting for Ed Diaz of Movement Mortgage, that rascal. Where is he? Ed, we need you.
Okay. Are you listening to the radio? Oh, wait, you won't
hear this. That's right. That's right. Yeah, because we are pre-recorded today. That's why we're not taking any live callers, except for the trivia question. It goes into the machine, and then we listen to it, and then
announce the
winners, or, you know, email the winners. Okay, here was our first trivia question. Who did, Lucas Entertainment is the theme. Who did Lionel Richie do a duet with on the 1981 Smash number one smash, Endless Love? My Endless Love.
Were you just doing the woman's voice? That was the woman's voice. Was it Diana Ross?
Yes, it was. All See, right. I do an excellent Diana Ross.
You did.
I?
It was because of you. I had no clue before that. That's wonderful.
I hear a symphony. You know what? When I was 4 years old, I used to listen to that record all the time. Come home from preschool, put that record on, I Hear a Symphony from Diana Ross. And then also listen to Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. Let's hang on to what we... Anyway. Okay, well, now we get down to business here. So, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money, you're in the business development department. We're explaining that Pacific Private Money lends money to people who need short-term money, who, for one reason or another, can't get it from the bank.
Yes.
They're not distressed people, but the properties may be in some kind of situation that need them. Okay.
Yeah.
So give us an example. Give us a deal of the week.
So we recently just closed a loan, and it's actually a year in the making. So we're fast.
Wait, a year in the making?
Yeah. Actually, it's a year in the making, but what happened was a year ago, we were approached by a woman who wanted to purchase a home to be closer to her family, her kids. And she was moving from Tuolumne to Placerville. So she was making offers on properties in Placerville a year ago. And there was one in particular that she wanted, but they lost out. So
On bidding on that property.
She was pre-approved with us. We were ready to go. She was going to put her house on the market at that time, but she lost out on that opportunity. She subsequently, over the last several months or over the past year, she made offers on other properties. Okay. What she learned, though, was that property that she made an offer on came back on the market.
Huh.
Yeah, so...
it fell out of escrow from the other person?
I don't know, because that would be a long time. Perhaps it fell out of escrow and the sellers decided to hold on to the property
and then put
it back on the market same time a year later.
Gotcha.
I think that's what happened. All right. So she recently, when that house came on the market, came back to us.
Okay.
And wanted to make an offer on the property. I believe the property was $500 or $575, something along those lines. And she had all 100% equity in her home in Tuolumne.
Okay.
So we were able to make a loan at 105% of the purchase price.
Wow. Okay. What was her house worth in Tuolumne?
In Tuolumne, I think it was in the 500s, really close to the same amount. And she had a down payment. I'm sorry. She didn't have a down payment. She had more equity in the house that she had in Tuolumne.
Gotcha.
So
when you did cross collateralization using both houses as collateral, her loan to value for you guys was in the 50%
range.
Yeah,
exactly. It's okay, hovering around 50% or a little over 50%.
By the way, when you said year in the making, is that like one of the signs of the zodiac, like the Chinese New Year? Year of the rat, year in the making?
year
in the monkey?
Yeah, wonder what a making is. Yeah. I'll have to look that up.
Wow, that's pretty good. Wow, that's interesting. Okay, so what was the interest rate that got charged on that?
Interest rate was high nines.
A couple of points.
Yep.
Okay, and she was happy to get... But wait, now why would she need you rather than go to the bank?
Because, again, it was a situation where her home wasn't on the market yet.
Ah, gotcha.
So now she can put her home on the market, and she's got time. It's a bridge loan, which is, you know, less than a year. And she's going to put her home on the market, and once she sells it, she's going to actually pay us off completely.
Okay.
So she's not going to even need to refinance. So in this case, there won't be a conventional exit. She's just going to pay us off.
Interesting. So even so, the bank necessarily doesn't, in that case, wouldn't have necessarily looked at, gee, can she afford the mortgage payment on the new loan?
Mm-hmm.
They would say, wait a minute, we're not going to give you 100% or 105% of that. Whereas you guys could, because of the fact that she had the equity in her old home,
right?
And the banks don't take two properties as collateral,
right?
I wonder why they don't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's
too much paperwork.
Don't tip them off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, they're looking and listening to the show every week to learn the little nuggets.
That's right.
That can infiltrate our business, right?
Well, you know what's interesting? I got to say that, you know, in talking to bankers and trying to understand what goes on in their brains, even if there's deals that are fairly good, if I understand it correctly, the one issue, one of the reasons they rely so much on a FICO score is that they don't want to be in a situation where they are looking at a loan that is most likely going to be paid late, or, you know, even if they know they're not going to end up with the property, mm-hmm. because once that happens, they have to tag it as a troubled loan. And if that's the case, then the feds, FDIC and all mm-hmm. that, make them put up extra reserves, and that's money they cannot lend out. Mm-hmm. So even if they have a loan that, you know, on its face looks pretty good,
right?
It's too risky from their end. If anything goes wrong, that loan's going to cost them a lot more because they have to put money aside that they can't lend out.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. And also, you know, perhaps for us, it can be a sizable amount of business as private lenders.
Yeah.
But for the bank, perhaps it's just not, you know, on their radar in terms of potential
volume.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, there's enough, quote, normal
right.
situations for them to do. Okay, very good. All right, so we're going to go to our second trivia question here. And again, the theme is entertainment. What movie earned John Wayne his first Academy Award? I tell you, Pilgrim. Do I have to do John Wayne, or do you know who John Wayne is?
Yeah, I got that. And both your version of him was spot on. I'll call you John.
Call me John. There you go. Okay, what movie earned John Wayne his first Academy Award? I didn't know he earned more than one, but maybe, yeah, at least this is how he got his first Academy Award. Call 888-912-1190 for the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that free tanning certificate. And by the way, I also want to make a quick mention here. Coming soon, I don't have the commercial yet, but the Transcendence Theater in Luther Burbank, which I guess is fine after the fires, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Broadway Holiday Special. We're going to get into more of that next inning. World Series there. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
You know what I love more than anything? Having that summer glow all year round. Tan Bella Tanning Salon just opened their third Bay Area location in San Rafael. They aren't your run-of-the-mill tanning salon. They've put a modern twist on tanning. They have cutting-edge equipment that can actually turn back the hands of time by removing fine lines and wrinkles using skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella's two San Francisco locations have been voted top salon in the Bay Area for the last 10 years and best of City Search and Yelp. They have advanced levels of UV, including high pressure, which is like the Ferrari of tanning beds. They offer customer airbrushing and automated spray tanning. And let me repeat, they are going to take away your wrinkles with their skin-firming red light technology. Tan Bella offers single sessions, packages, and unlimited monthly memberships that start as low as $29 per month. For first-time visitors, they have a buy one, get one free, and an additional 30% off by mentioning The Best of Investing. Just visit tanbella.com. They can't wait to meet you.
You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150. Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan to value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to pacificmoneyfund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Second trivia question was, what movie earned John Wayne his first Academy Award?
Was it The Searchers?
Never heard of that movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. That was with Natalie Wood.
Oh.
When she was...
young.
Yeah, really young.
Okay,
yeah.
Now this movie was just recently remade.
True Grit?
True Grit, that's right. Way to go, Pilgrim. All right, True Grit, that was the answer. And again, just want to make a quick mention again for the Transcendence Theater. I don't know if you've ever seen their performances. They've done, you know, at the Marin Civic Center, the Jack London in Glen Ellen, which, gosh, I don't know how that property's done. But, you know, again, all the stuff that's going on, the right. Fires, which we'll get into with an email time for you, is leading right up to that. But anyway, I've seen these guys perform a couple of times, and they are fantastic. It's at least as good as what you'd see in Broadway. Very, 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 very good performances. It's called the Transcendence Theater. The Luther Burbank at December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, they're going to be doing the Broadway holiday special. So they do like Broadway themes and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's very fun. Okay. So Nam, emails came in, and this one says, this guy actually is a shareholder in the fund. It says, as a fund shareholder, I was wondering if there were any properties in the fund that were affected by the fires in the North Bay. And two, it's kind of a two-part question. Mm-hmm. What happens in the event a property is damaged or burns down as a result of fire?
Yeah, no, great question. And we fielded many, many calls. And we'll talk a little bit about our next fund information session that will kind of touch on this a little bit. But essentially, we were lucky. Thankfully, we did not suffer any loss from that. We had one loan on a property that was just land. So it's a construction job that hasn't started yet. And essentially, it was just land and it was dirt, grass. So there was no damage there, and none of the other properties that are in the fund were affected.
The first thing is good news, you know, from your guys'
thankfully,
end.
Yeah.
Thankfully, is no loans were, no property in the portfolio, the loans that you had, was in danger. But two, let's just say something did happen.
Yeah. So we're insured. I mean, you have insurance on those types of things, and it's required. We require it, you know, as part of the, you know, part of our requirements for funding a loan.
Okay.
That the borrower have insurance for fires. So if we had, we would have been covered.
Okay.
You know, if we had experienced damage or loss. Right. Yeah, it's you know, we're into what, the second week or third week now since the fire started.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still a lot. You know, the recovery is going to take a long time. And something that we want to talk about is, you know, we have fund information sessions every month. This next one will be by webinar, so it's not going to be at a location. It's going to be online.
Okay.
And so if people are interested in listening in or attending, go to our website, and it's posted there under events.
And the website podcast is?
PacificPrivateMoney.com. It's www.PacificPrivateMoney.com. And they can attend our fund information session. Most of the times we just talk about, you know, the structure of the fund, you know, how we generate the returns, what's the, you know, what are the requirements, risk, all of those things. And this one in particular, we're going to focus on those things, but we're also going to talk about, you know, now that this devastation happened in Sonoma and Napa counties, what does that mean for us as private lenders? You know, certainly there's going to be a lot of rebuilding and recovery going on, and there's going to be a lot of construction. I think over 6,000 properties were damaged, homes and businesses. So, you know, we want to talk about that. We want to say, you know, looking forward, how is that going to impact? There's going to be a lot of construction, and, you know, we will be there to help with the rebuild.
You know, the interesting thing is, unlike the Oakland fire in 1991, which was in the hills, a lot of these properties were on flat ground.
Yeah.
So from a building standpoint, there should not be, you know, as many hurdles from that end of it. And if I understand correctly, the counties are going to fast track, or they're going to be very generous in their permitting process.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah, I think that's going to be the case. I mean, I don't know if you saw, I haven't been up there yet.
I haven't either. I'm scared to go up
there. Yeah, we were talking about going up and supporting the businesses, you know, eating at restaurants and things like that up there. But probably let a little bit more time pass. But just watching some of the videos, like that one the Berkeley Fire Department posted on Facebook, where they're driving through that neighborhood, the Coffee neighborhood Coffee Park. And it was just incredible to see. Just, it was flattened. It didn't, you know, didn't look like anything that existed there before.
I mean, a lot of people say it looked like a war zone.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, you know, there's it's going to take some time, but you know, we're
I'm thinking, like, from your guys' standpoint, you know, okay, so people are going to, some people probably just can take the insurance money and
You know,
well, of course, they have to pay off their mortgage, which would be either you guys or the bank. And maybe just, you know, go away, you know, go to Oregon or something.
Right.
Some people probably want to rebuild in the same neighborhood. And I'm trying to think of how that would, I mean, I got to think that there's just going to generate a lot of business for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a housing boom just because there has to be, you know, a replenishment. There's already a shortage of housing in the Bay Area. So to compound that with, you know, several thousand structures and several thousand people being displaced, families being displaced.
Because it happened all in one shot. It wasn't like the slow trickle.
Right, right. So, you know, we expect in the next several years, because of the size of the losses and damage, that there will be construction activity for quite some time. And, you know, there's going to be need for funding. Like we provide.
You know, it's interesting because as much of a capitalist as I would call myself, I do agree with the gouging laws that basically say, as I understand it, that if there's been this kind of an emergency disaster type situation, you're not allowed to raise the price more than 10%. And that wouldn't be the sale of a house, it would be more the renters.
Yeah.
And I agree with that because, you know, I mean, who needs to be that greedy to take advantage of people? You know, specifically at that time.
Right. Well, and, you know, you hear about rents going up or gas prices or water being sold at higher costs. That's just, you know, that's just egregious.
I mean, I remember hearing a story with, I'm trying to remember which, if it was the 9/11 situation. I think that's what it was. And at first, there was a Starbucks, and the firemen came in, and the employee basically was charging them for the water, and at first it had all hit, you know, Facebook and everything about or whatever it was back then for social media about how evil Starbucks was. But if you think about it, I mean, here's this employee who, she's responsible to, you know, it's one thing to be able to say, call the owner and say, is it okay if I give away water in this project? But it's not up to her to just make decisions on behalf of everyone else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But as it turns out, Starbucks ended up like saying, hey, listen, you know, we're sorry about the situation. She didn't have the authority, but we would love to give, you know, such and such. So that actually turned out a little bit better. Okay. Now, this one you'll probably know the answer to because you have a daughter. All right. What is the name of the crab who looks after Ariel in Disney's The Little Mermaid?
No.
I had to ask that, at least one question that has to do with kids. All right, call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
You know those energy drinks that either taste nasty or have too much sugar and you crash afterwards? Let me tell you about Go Girl. Personally, I love their original sugar-free drink. Yeah, I'm a guy, but it's one of the few drinks I found that give me energy, have no sugar, and the best part, it tastes great. Only 5 calories per can. Most grocery stores carry it. And oh, by the way, it's not expensive. That's Go Girl Energy Drink.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Third trivia question. I thought Nam was going to get this, but kept him in suspenders here and didn't quite get it. Okay, what is the name of the crab who looks after Ariel in Disney's The Little Mermaid? Now, you got to remember, you know, under the sea, under the sea, under the sea.
I know it's,
come on, you have to know the answer.
I don't know it.
Sebastian. Sebastian the crab.
Yeah, we were just talking about during the break how long ago that movie was.
It's got to be 27 years old.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. I know. Pretty amazing. Yeah, I was 30 when I saw it and I cried. Okay. Okay, earlier in the show, you were mentioning that Pacific Private Money has a fund, which, by the way, what's the phone number if people have questions?
Yeah, the phone number to reach us is 415-883-2150.
Okay. And pacificprivatemoney.com is the website. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, you mentioned that the interest rate that you charge the borrowers on, let's say, the personal residences they want to buy is somewhere in the 9.5%+ range and a few points.
Right.
And you you guys don't work for free, so although you'd love to.
Yeah.
So what do you guys charge to do to manage the fund?
Yeah, so there's a management fee. It's 2% of 2%. Assets under management.
Okay.
But
right.
There's alignment of interest in terms of
explain that.
The fund manager's alignment with the investors. So there's a preferred return that investors earn, which is 7%. How are we able to, or how do they earn 7.5 to 8 on an average? Is essentially beyond that 7%, you know, you take out the management fee.
Okay.
The fund shareholders, the investors, as well as the management, share in the difference, that spread otherwise, and in the origination fees that are charged and in the document and processing fees.
So now that is kind of different because there are a lot of funds out there where the fund manager keeps the points.
Right. Some
you
funds
split it.
Yeah. Some funds just say, listen, you're going to get a fixed X percent. Let's just say 6% or 7%, regardless of how the fund does.
Okay.
You know, so if the fund's earning a higher return, the investors only get 6 or 7%, and some investors are fine with that. In our case, we split and share in what's called EDC, or profit. It's excess distributable cash.
Okay.
So when we earn more, the fund investors or shareholders earn more beyond the preferred return. And that's where that
alignment of interest is.
Yeah.
Now, before the show, we were talking about how the Pacific Private Money Fund is actually going to, in the future, be able to probably provide a little higher return to the investors. Something about this new portal you guys came out
with. Yeah, so we'll be launching very shortly. Actually, it's live now, but if you go to www.privatemoneyloans.com, you'll see that that's the platform where we will be selling some of our loans from, out of not just loans that are in the fund, but loans that, you know, because the fund only loans on about 40% of the total loans that we fund as a company. The other 60% are lent on through individual trustee investors. So we're going to be selling some of our loans on privatemoneyloans.com.
Okay.
And we're going to keep a little bit of a spread. Right now, we only have a few properties on there, a few loans on there. So give us time. It's really in beta, the moment. But in beta. So we're just launching it. We're going to work out the kinks. Investors can log in. They have to create an account, and they have to be approved. But once they are, they can start seeing loans that we're selling. And we're going to sell it at a slight spread. We're keeping that spread. And if that loan was one that was in the fund that we're selling, that spread goes back to the fund and will.
So I'm actually on the website right now. Mm-hmm. I see a very nice website, by the way, privatemoneyloans.com. Here's one, says $290,000 first trust deed at 7%, single family residence, less than 55% loan to value, seasoned loan, meaning that it's not a brand new loan. It's correct. It's got a payment history.
It's a performing loan.
14 months worth of payment history. Mm-hmm. Fully renovated downtown Napa rental, which, again, I'm assuming didn't get hit by the fire.
Correct.
And let's see here. The investment, the term is 10 months. That means, I guess, what? It's got 10 more months to go.
Right.
Oh, it was a two-year loan. Mm-hmm. 14 months plus 10 is 24 months. Gotcha. Okay. And so it's only $290,000. So yeah, I could see where the property's got to be worth $500,000-$600,000.
Right, right. If it's 55% loan to value.
Yeah, it says a little less than 55%. Mm-hmm. So it's probably a $600,000 property, which still sounds pretty cheap nowadays. And wow, that's a pretty good yield. Yeah, 7%.
So people may be asking, why are you selling loans out of your fund, or why are you selling loans?
Okay.
And part of it's to create liquidity. We'd like to use the proceeds to make other loans.
Which you earn points, fund.
Exactly.
And then if you keep a spread for the fund, in theory, the more you turn over, you could start boosting that yield to the fund pretty fast.
Yeah, and there are investors, whether they're fund investors or some of our note investors, who would like an opportunity to invest in individual trust deeds. Gotcha. In addition to investing in the fund, we have both.
Is that a requirement?
No. Hey, good idea.
Good idea. Yeah. How often do you pay interest?
How often do we pay on the fund? We pay monthly.
Monthly. Okay. Yeah. And is there a potential to reinvest?
Absolutely. So you have two choices. You can reinvest the earnings, or you can take monthly distributions. And you can actually switch between the two. We request no more than twice a year. But it can be done. So you can decide, hey, I'd like to take monthly distributions, and then later on you said, you know what, I'd like to reinvest my earnings. Gotcha. So,
and if an investor wants to get his money out,
then they put in a redemption request, okay, which is a call or email to us. Now there is a for first time investors, for all investors, there's a 12 month lockup, okay, and that clock starts ticking with your first investment with us. But as you add to your investment, the clock doesn't reset on new investments.
Okay.
It goes back to the original investment date. So if you, for instance, invested with us on January 1st and you were going to add this coming month, next month, November, you'd have just essentially a two-month lockup on your new investment.
Gotcha. No, that
makes sense. And because you will have been invested with us for 10 months.
Okay. Now, here's a question. What commission do I have to pay to get into the fund, and what load or commission do I have to pay to get out?
Zero and zero. So there's no load.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's very clean. You know, by design, I know Mark put a lot of thought into it, as well as you, in designing the fund. And it's a very, if you ever wanted to have somebody review our private placement memorandum, subscription documents, you being our listeners, they will, whoever reviews it will say, this is a really straightforward fund offering.
Yeah, and you're very transparent too, so that investors can actually see what loans,
right,
if they're investing in the fund, they can actually see what loans are in the fund.
Yeah, and something I mentioned earlier, 40% of the loans we do are in the fund. The other 60% are through individual trustee investors. Yeah. We tend to cherry pick the best loans that come through for the fund.
Okay.
Now, it doesn't mean the ones that we're putting out to trustee investors
are lousy.
Lousy. Yeah, yeah. They could just be larger than what we want in the fund.
Gotcha.
Or we just don't have the funds in the fund to make a loan.
And you do more than just first mortgages. You'll do seconds also, mm-hmm. won't you?
We'll do seconds. And right now, you know, I was mentioning at the beginning that we're busier than ever. So we are actively raising capital.
All right. So audience, if you are out there and hopefully you're out there and you like what you hear and want to earn what looks like a preferred return of 7% plus potentially more, you can call. Should they call you, Nam?
Yes. Okay. Call me. 415-883-2150.
All right. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190. 912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. We already asked our trivia questions. So, Nam, I know that in addition to the webinar, you guys have done live presentations at your office in Novato. And you usually get around 10 to 15 people.
Right.
And you usually do it like right after work, and with traffic and everything, that's got to be really hard for a lot of people to visit you. So have you gone to other places?
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because we've held probably 10 or 12 in Novato in the year and a half we've been there. And sometimes people won't even drive from San Rafael, which is really sad because I'm wondering, you know, I'm earning 1%. I've got 200,000, you know, that I'm earning 1% on. You know, maybe I should just drive to Novato and see what's going on and I can earn 7-8 times more. But, you know, it's 20 minutes to get there. I'm not going to make that drive. That's just drives me crazy. But so to accommodate, no, we've had the webinars. So we have people out of state, all the way from Florida. We have investors call in, participate. We had an event in Mountain View in September, which was very successful. So we're looking to do and get on the road more. So actually, it's a question I would pose to our listeners. If we were to hold an event, where would you like us to hold it? Our idea, our thoughts for one of the next ones would be Walnut Creek or perhaps San Ramon, somewhere along the 680. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, definitely open to other ideas. Maybe San Francisco, if we have some investors there.
And I've been to your events, and you always have like good food and drink.
Yeah. So there, you know, we're always hosting. We provide. You know, because it's right around dinner time for a lot of people, appetizers and, you know, and drinks and things like that. I know with the holidays coming up, it's going to be a little bit more problematic. So that's why we did a webinar for this next one.
Smart.
Not sure yet what we're going to do for
December,
the end of the year, if we're going to do one. But maybe at the very least, we do a webinar. And then in January, we have our fund dinner for our investors.
Oh, yes, that's right. The big gala.
Yeah, the big gala at Spinnaker on January 25th. So we're excited to have everyone out.
This is going
to
be the same. That was what it was last year.
Uh-huh.
Spinnaker on January 25th.
I believe it was, yeah.
You're going to have the same place?
Same place. Same
food was excellent.
Yeah, food was great. So we're very excited to really celebrate, you know, the faith that our investors have in us.
Another successful year.
Yeah, another successful year.
I mean, you've never not paid distributions.
Yeah, it's been very, very consistent.
Okay, here's a question that we've got to ask you. How many loans do you have in the portfolio?
We have, I believe, 87, 88.
Okay, but you've gone through a few cycles.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, we've had total over 160 loans that we've put into the fund.
Okay. How many loans have gone bad?
None. Well, no, we've had a few that we've filed notice of default on, or that are a few that are beyond maturity. We tend to work with the borrowers, and it works out. We've had to file a notice a couple of times, and we foreclosed on two, one of which I believe just sold out of profit. So I think there was going to be a boost in the yield.
Okay, so you haven't lost any money for the investors. That's the key.
No, and this goes back to not having lost any principal for investors in the 1,200 plus loans that we've done since 2008. So not just for the fund.
Yeah, gotcha. For the individual people who do invest. So that kind of says how good your underwriting is.
Yeah. So again, we say no 9 out of 10 times. We've funded 1,200, almost 1,300 loans, over $400 million, and we've had zero losses. So notice of default or foreclosures, those happen all the time.
Well, I think the interesting thing, too, is that you funded during 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 when the market was decreasing.
Right.
So that it's not like, when the stock market goes up, everyone's smart. I mean, right. You were doing it at a time when things were getting a little bit rough also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were making loans.
All right. Give out your information one more time.
Sure. Call us, 415-883-2150. Website is www.pacificprivatemoney.com. And our next fund event is November 1st by webinar. And call us if you want to RSVP or go to our website.
Very good. Thank you so much. Nam Phan, Pacific Private Money. Another great way to earn over 7.5% secured by Bay Area real estate mortgages. Okay, thoughts for the day. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. And the best way to predict the future is to create it. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.